presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations.
After the 11 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show powered by Chevron live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Happy Thursday. We got Thursday night special coming up. The return of Mr. Thursday night, Michael. I am 3-1 and you doubted me. How does that feel to be on the wrong side of history?
I doubted you.
You absolutely doubted me. I could see it in your face, but we're 3-1 and we've got a good one. Well, I think the 49ers Rams game is interesting. San Francisco somehow is 3-1, but they've got a ton of injuries that we're going to get into coming up a little bit later on. 49ers, Rams going at it. I think Los Angeles is a team to watch out for. I think the NFC, for the first time in a while, it feels like is better overall than the AFC. But we'll see how it all plays out. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Shedeur Sanders at it again? Okay, Mike, let's set this up. Rex Ryan... Say what you will about the guy. They pay him to be a loud personality on the four-lettered network. I mean, that's what they do. That's who he's going to be. He had a lot of interesting words to say about Shedeur Sanders and some of his actions recently, saying, you know, Shedeur saying things like he's better than a lot of the starting quarterbacks out there and all of that. Here's what Rex Ryan had to say.
But why the hell isn't he putting Shedeur Sanders? We're all waiting to see the Shedeur Sanders be the guy or Gabriel, whatever. Something's missing. Something's missing with this kid. This kid talks. He runs his mouth like I could be a starting quarterback with his arms crossed like this. Get your ass in the front row and study and do all that. If I know, the whole league knows. Quit being an embarrassment that way. You got the talent to be the quarterback. You should be. You should be embarrassed that you're not the quarterback now.
Is he wrong with what he's saying? Now, when you dare go at anything Shedeur Sanders does or says or Coach Prime or Shiloh or Deion Sanders Jr. or Bucky, it's suddenly, oh, you're trying to silence him. You let him be himself. Seriously, here's what some of the responses are on this of what Shedeur recently did. So after the Rex Ryan comments, he's in the locker room. Reporters are asking him questions about Dylan Gabriel being named the starting quarterback, and what are your thoughts there? He proceeds to mime his answers. He does not actually put words out. He's just miming. He's talking without talking, and he's doing this the whole time while they're interviewing him. And I put a simple post out and said, what are we doing here? That's it. And you get some of the comments. Okay, Tom says, and Tom, I love you. I appreciate the text. He says the right things. He gets killed anyway. When has he said the right things? Like, name a time where Shedeur Sanders has been presented an opportunity to really be humble. I mean, he was asked about Dylan Gabriel and the alleged comments that Dylan Gabriel made about, I'm not an entertainer, I'm a football player. And then Dylan says, no, I wasn't talking about him. Shedeur's given that opportunity to respond in a positive way and instead is like, it doesn't matter. I don't let the things people say get to me. Then why are you miming to reporters? You say you don't let them get to you, and now you've created a sideshow, and you're not a starter. You're not a backup. You are the third-string quarterback for one of the worst franchises in the NFL. And guess what the story today is, Michael? Not Dylan Gabriel starting at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. It is Shedeur Sanders miming in front of the reporters. Your third-string quarterback is the talk of the town. Guarantee you that's what they're blowing up in Cleveland today on radio.
So I guess the media who's interviewing him didn't silence him. He silenced himself.
He silenced himself, And he has an opportunity, if asked about Rex Ryan's comments, I don't know if he was, but he has an opportunity to take the high road. But we know that that's not the style. Coach Prime probably did that kind of stuff in his career. Kind of earned it, though. When you're that good, you can do whatever the hell you want. Shador's not there. I had an issue with the boombox thing. And people, oh, wow, you're just trying to silence him. If Bo Nix would have done that, high alert, Broncos country. You got a prima donna on your team. We would have said the exact same thing. But the difference is, he's not doing it. Lamar Jackson's not doing it. Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, they're not doing that stuff when they came into the league.
And by the way, all of the aforementioned quarterbacks have earned it. Yes, they're not doing
it.
They
could
do it
now. Josh Allen could come out with a boombox and there'd be no issue with it. He could mime to the reporters if he wants. There'd be no issue with it. It'd be weird. Be like, why is he doing that? I don't know. It's all he does is throw touchdown passes, though. So Tom says he gets killed anyway, no matter what he says. He shows confidence, as you want from a QB. Some old dude with a foot fetish says he needs to shut his mouth. So today he simply said, okay, media, I'll make this easy. I'll just move my mouth and you can put words in my mouth. When does he say the right things? I'm asking the question. When does he say the right things? Do you think it's a good move for a third-string quarterback on a bad franchise to say he's better than most of the starting quarterbacks in the league? Is that a good thing to say? That means you're saying Kevin Stefanski doesn't know what the hell he's doing because you're a third stringer and you're telling us that you're better than everybody else out there. Well, a good chunk of them out there. You think franchises look at that, head coaches look at that and go, yeah, that's the guy I want in my locker room. Telling me that he's better than all these other guys. Why is he not starting? Kevin Stefanski does not like this situation. I guarantee it.
Brady, if he's better than most of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, then I am the best talk show host on the station.
You're not bad. I've heard your stuff. I've heard your chops. I got this one, too. Said, stop pretending to care about CU. Focus on breaking down the dumpster fire you guys call a Ramley. What are we talking about here? You guys call. We cover it all, man. We talk about everything. And it drives me insane because where were you guys when I was interviewing Carl Durrell and Mel Tucker? When I talked to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffs, every week on this show for the past 5 years. You're acting like Coach Prime was the first time we were interested in the Buffs. No. Just the only time you guys get a little weird and you get a little pissed off is when we say something about the Sanders family that you don't like. And that's a problem. And this is the same kind of situation with Shador doing this. It's childish, Michael. I mean, that there's no other way to put it.
Let's just call them the Sanders cartel from now on.
I'm just getting to the point where I've tried. I thought he was going to be a top five pick. And then as you started to hear, oh, maybe he's fallen down. Maybe he's going to fall to Pittsburgh. He's going to go into the 20s. You started hearing more and more that, oh, they didn't like how, what was it, the Giants camp came out, was talking about. He didn't seem to know much about the plays or drawing up certain plays on the whiteboard. And it just kind of seemed like he wasn't that interested. And then you hear the Baltimore Ravens wanted him and the Philadelphia Eagles wanted him. No, I don't want to go there because I don't want to sit on the bench. It's just more these things stack up. Go Pokes texting and look, bro, you're just a big bully who doesn't like a mime. I've got no problem with mimes. They're freaky. Michael, I think you could be a pretty good mime. You kind of give off that vibe, you know, kind of. But I don't mind mimes. They just stay away from me. Don't like it. We got a caller on the First Advantage hotline. Lonster, what's up, my friend?
Hey, Brady, how you doing?
Oh, you know, just another day complaining about stuff.
I hear you on that one, for sure. Well, here's my take on Shador Sanders, if you don't mind me throwing this in there.
I don't mind.
Okay, I've always told this friend of mine that he is nothing but a spoiled punk. He's nothing but a big old brat.
I mean, you can't really argue that. I can't argue with you because those are the vibes you get from him. And I've tried. I've tried to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm getting tired of it.
You know, I got tired when he first showed up. Because remember what he did to Jane Norvell when they first played CU?
Yeah, that was fun. Like, that whole thing was a really wild time. But, yeah, that was weird, too.
And, It was. And then, too, I think he's just like his dad. I think they're both a couple of spoiled, overrated punks.
Yeah. It's interesting. Hey, Smitty just texted in and says, who is Lawnster? He just said, who is Lawnster? He just wants to know. Who is Lawnster?
Hey,
define the
I'm
man.
I'm glad you define. I'm just an ordinary KSK listener that calls in from Loveland.
Well said, my friend. What's for lunch today?
You know what? I think I'm going to have me some chicken tenders and some wheat thins and, of course, cherry tomatoes.
It doesn't get better than that. Hey, I got a secret for you. Wendy's just came out with chicken tenders, Lawnster. Just letting you know. Put that away.
You know, I'm going to have to get up there and maybe try that.
Give it a shot.
Maybe get some fries on the side.
Yeah, absolutely, my friend. All right, Lawnster, appreciate the call.
Hey, you guys have a good day, but that's the way I feel about it. And if some of the people don't like it, that's the way it is.
All right, man. Yep. Have a good rest of your day. Big Hub. Texting in on the First Advantage text line. It's more so, why is Rex talking to him like it's his fault? But why is the media all over this? He is not the starter. But this is the problem. Big Hub, we experienced this in Denver in the Tim Tebow days. I've made these comparisons a lot. They're not the same, but the noise that surrounds these gentlemen, aside from just the football, they're very similar, Tim Tebow and Shedeur Sanders. I was at practice, a training camp years ago. I wasn't as bold as Michael asking his questions when he was at training camp, or wanting to ask questions, pretending to ask questions.
And giving advice.
But I was at training camp. Kyle Orton completes a 20-yard pass, middle of the field. Yay, Kyle Orton. Tim Tebow runs out, hands the ball. I think it was Sean Moreno. Hands the ball off. And the crowd loses it. I'm there with my dad, and I looked over at my dad. I said, yeah, Orton will not last for 5 seconds here. As soon as he has one negative play, the crowd is going to chant for Tebow. And they did. But it was the most talked about story because he was drafted in the first round, which was insane. Shedeur Sanders drafted in the fifth round, and here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about a third-round quarterback miming to reporters because he didn't like what Rex Ryan had to say. The reason the media is all over this, Big Hub, is because he's a larger-than-life character. Deion Sanders is also a larger-than-life character, but he earned it on the field, both on and off the field. You don't want to draft those guys typically unless you're sure. Unless that guy is going to be lights out for you. So that's why the media is interested in this. I'm interested in it. I can live without it, but it just fascinates me. Texter from Faith. Let's see. Why do we have to be... Good. Why do we have to be so extra? I don't think anything he does is going to be perceived the right way. Damned if you do and damned if you don't is really the space he is living in. Not someone trying to come for my friend Brady takes earrings off. Yeah, I mean, Buffs fans have had an issue with me for a while. And I don't know why. They didn't have this issue when I interviewed Carl Durrell. They didn't have the issues when I was talking to Mel Tucker. Still waiting on that final interview. He left for Michigan State before I could get that interview. It was Friday. We confirmed the interview was supposed to be Monday, but he was a Spartan over the weekend, so we never got that done. Eastside Chris, a mime uses his hands and feet, usually has white gloves trying to get out of an imaginary box. Can Shedeur even make a spring football league, let alone CFL? This is the thing of it. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I just believe what my eyes tell me. And I watched him play for the Colorado Buffaloes for 2 years, and he was good. I don't know that I'd retire his number, but he was good. I thought, he's a first rounder, right? And then it went away. These guys know their stuff. NFL circles were talking, and it was not, there wasn't this collusion of, oh, let's all get together and not draft Shedeur Sanders. That wasn't the plan. It's not what happened. But something from his playing days to where he is now rubbed people the wrong way. It might be stuff like what we just saw yesterday. Miming, because you don't like what Rex Ryan... I would, 10 times out of 10, I would rather you reference the Rex Ryan. Well, apparently, guys at ESPN don't like the things I say, so I'm just going to be very careful Now, I hope Dylan Gabriel does the best. I'll be ready to be his backup if I am, which is Joe Flacco. And by the way, Coach Prime or Prime fans, you don't get to rewrite football just because the Sanders are in a situation. When the starter quarterback loses his job, where does he go? He goes to the backup spot. You don't go from 1 to 3. It doesn't work like that. You go 1 to 2. And now people are, well, Shador's going to get it as soon as Dylan Gabriel starts. That's not how it works. You go back to your starting quarterback. If Jackson Brissot doesn't work out for Colorado State, they'll probably just go back to Braden Fowler Nicolosi because that was the plan. That was plan A. Plan B is Jackson Brissot. That's how it works. Thank you, Faith. Got my back. Yeah. I can have a take on a team, but for some reason when you have a take on Coach Prime, or a take on Shador Sanders, But I can say whatever the hell I want about Pat Shurmur. I could light him up on X today. Not a word. I could say probably something about Warren Sapp. That defensive line, whatever. You wouldn't get the same thing.
You could come out and say lizard people are real and people would dunk on you less than you saying something bad about Shador. Like really, really stupid, this whole situation.
Thank you for the nerd take of the day. Faith, he's been counseled only being up under his dad all his life. Now he has to be good all alone. The strings have been loosened, and now we are seeing him try to survive football without daddy. I don't know. Some of that stuff does seem to make sense, though. He doesn't have the mystique of, you're on your own. The NFL's tough. You are on an island right now. Do you think that's going over well with the rest of that locker room in Cleveland? Do you think that they thought it was funny? Oh, look, our third string quarterback's getting all the hype right now. We're starting a new quarterback this weekend. We're not talking about it because Shador Sanders took a comment from ESPN, which they do that every day, all day. Stephen A. Smith called Nikola Jokic a fat tub of lard. And how did Nikola Jokic respond? Do you think he stopped talking to reporters? Do you think he started going off and making a scene and making it all about him? Not once. He was called a fat tub of lard on the four-lettered network from Stephen A. Smith, who, by the way, said he did not vote for Donald Trump because he didn't like the name calling. I'm just throwing it out there. It was interesting to hear that. I'm not a political guy, but you say you don't like the name calling. Nuggets fans know all too well what Stephen A. Smith had to say. But the point is, you judged on how you handle that kind of stuff. Now, if Joker would have come back and had maybe a witty response, I mean, he did say something like, you know, I think he referenced, was it Perkins that said he was stat padding and all that? And he's like, oh, you know, I just like pad stats. Fine. That's fine. You didn't make them. It wasn't something to be absolutely blown up. But instead, Shador is miming. What are we doing? You know what would be better? No comment. That's it. You know, guys, sorry. It seems like everything I say just gets turned around, so I'm just going to not do this today. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. That would have been actually pretty good, but instead we are miming. We're miming. We're going to mime. What was it today you were in the news for, Shador? You mimed your interview? I don't know, man. It's wild to me. Texter says, sorry, I was supposed to say spoiled. He's been spoiled. Yeah, spoiled. Yeah. I don't know. You can get that. Big Hub, Brady, don't try to compare any athlete with Jokic. He's a different breed of person. Okay, give me... Oh, there it is. I'm watching it right now. It's on ESPN right now. He's miming. Give me another athlete. Give me any athlete. A lot of people like to say Lamar Jackson's not really... He can't win the big game. He's just a stat padder. He's just good during the season. He can't win the big game. What's Lamar's response? Is it to mime? I don't think so. GoPoke says, Brady, did you blow the clock already with that rant? Did we, Mike? How are we doing on the clock?
You blew the clock.
Well, it happens. 24 minutes after the hour. Hey, we got a great guest coming up today. Madden Smiley. Madden Smiley is going to be on the show. Son of Coach Steve Smiley. Absolute stud high school player for the Windsor Wizards. He just committed to Wyoming. Not UNC, Wyoming. Coach Smiley gave me some insight into that today during the two-man game podcast, and we'll see what Madden has to say. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. I wonder if Shador Sanders ever does radio interviews in mime. That would be interesting. We'll be right back.
college, to the pros. We have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
All right, if you guys, you've heard me talk about them. If you haven't been to Big City Roadhouse yet, you have to go check it out. We got Conlon hanging out, checking out how the show's rolling. Conlon's been doing phenomenal work for us on Friday nights for our preps coverage. You hear him throughout the game with score updates and halftime. He's also been out at UNC games covering the Bears, and that's been fun. So shout out to Conlon. But do yourself a favor and get over to Big City Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, Big City Roadhouse, dude. They're going to be in tomorrow. The owners are going to be in tomorrow for Wine at Night. No, don't do your thing. Bring me food. You're not 12. Leave them alone.
No, I just wanted to say hello to them and thank you for what
they've
done.
Let's go ahead. Just pretend. Just stay in your corner and don't show yourself. Is that okay? I'm trying to be nice about this.
Okay, I'll stay in my corner and I'll have Brian produce Wine at 9.
Seriously, they come to do an interview. They were amazing. Don and Cleta, awesome people. And, of course, Michael guilts them into bringing food for us. So they have to leave the station, go back to the restaurant, cook something up, several somethings, and then bring it back for all of us to try, which was great. It was a great radio hit, and we got to sample the food. But Michael stole the burrito.
We didn't get
to try the burrito. The idea was that we were going to sample everything. But Michael, like a little mouse, just kind of scurries in along the wall, sniffs around, grabs the burrito, gets up, walks around, and starts chewing it away.
First of all, I let you guys all know, and second, every one of you has been to Big City Burrito, whereas I haven't.
It's Big City Roadhouse. Big City Burrito is in Fort Collins. They own that, too, but this is Big City Roadhouse. It's where Cables used to be.
I'm just saying, like, they have one of those burritos on the menu.
Oh, okay.
Massive.
My bad. I get what
you're
saying.
Delicious, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Haven't had it. Well, I've had a Big City Burrito. And I was just curious to try this one to see if this was the same kind of burrito at Big City Burrito. But, man, this place, I've had their pizza, tavern-style pizza. It's delicious.
Did you get
pepperonis.
Me one?
No. Why? I mean, like, you can buy for me. That would be interesting. You know, you could do that for me.
We could go after Rams Weekly.
We'll see. Rams Weekly coming up today. No Lytle, though. Derbs is going to fill in. We got the dude down the hall going to fill in. He filled in for me last week. He did so great at that. So he's now going to be my Kevin Lytle. So I'm excited about this. I'm just going to warn you, Rams fans, we're airing it out. It's kind of doom and gloom right now for CSU. Do they win tomorrow night? Oh, boy. It's going to be there's stuff going on there, too. Like football to start here, man. Like, when I do my Football 52 podcast with Ed Lamb, that's tame. Because they're just, like, it's hard not to like Ed Lamb. They're playing hard. They're competitive. They're in every game. Not a lot of, saying this politely, it's kind of boring. What's going on in CSU? We could have a coaching firing soon. By Saturday morning, we could wake up to the news if they lose. See you. Where are the wins on that schedule? I'm not so sure. It's going to get tough there, too. So there's just a lot of drama surrounding the area right now. Eastside Chris, the main issue is how many third-string quarterbacks get this much airtime? Whole question, who's the third-string quarterback for Philadelphia, Tennessee, or Tampa Bay? I don't know. Do you know, Michael?
Google.
Okay. That was your response.
That was my response.
You could have just named a quarterback. You could have said a quarterback. You know, you could have even said like a former quarterback. You could have said Trevor Siemian.
Hang on. I think we have an answer.
Conlon.
Kyle McCord, maybe?
Works for me. That works for me. Yeah, that's the thing. This is why you don't do it. All right, Broncos-Eagles coming up. Michael, who's winning that game?
Broncos, of course.
Oh, wow. Shocker. Why is Philadelphia so good? They're not great at anything. They're just good at everything. You know what they're good at that the Broncos aren't good at? It's winning right now. And we'll see if Denver can find a way to do that. But this is a decent football team that has a hard time in those clutch moments. Philadelphia is the complete opposite. In those clutch moments, they find ways to win. I mean, right now, they're not one of the top teams in any category. Their stud players are not lighting up the stat sheet. I mean, Saquon Barkley has yet to get 300 yards on the season. Devonta Smith has 158 receiving yards. A.J. Brown has 151. Jalen Hurts' numbers are okay. 5 touchdowns, but you know what he's not doing? No interceptions. It's just a clean football team. And special teams, they come up with big plays. They're gritty, they're tough, they're well-coached. Say what you will about Nick Sirianni, they're well-coached. He's got a little attitude, but he's earned it. He's earned it. This is going to be a tough battle. I wouldn't necessarily be shocked if Denver keeps this close, and then maybe we have a moment in this game where it's like, here it is, Denver. Here's your opportunity to prove that you can go win one of these games against not only a playoff team, but perhaps the best team in the NFL. And if that moment comes, will they be able to answer that call? Because we know Philadelphia can. This is going to be a tough battle. We'll do picks. Picks are in trouble right now, Mike. Any guesses on the record? So, Conlon, so you know, the picks involve the UNC Bears, the Wyoming Cowboys, the Colorado State Rams, the Colorado Buffaloes, the Air Force Falcons, and the Denver Broncos. Last year, we were a whopping 40-18, I think. 43-18. It was amazing. I mean, I was treated like a king. Wherever I went, people bought me meals. Well, I bought them, but still. This year, picks have not been so good. Any guesses? There's been a total of 24 games that I have had to pick against the spread of those 24. How many wins do I have, Michael?
At least one.
Well, I was rolling the first week. 11-13. 11-13 right now. So this is a huge week for me. Huge weekend. The picks might go the way of the Buffalo.
The way you're talking, I feel like you're not going to pick the Broncos. So that's
picks
11
on Friday. Everybody
right
knows that. So I can't make a pick today. We're gathering information. That's what the whole show's all about. It's Monday through Thursday gathering information, and then we make the picks on Friday. It all leads up to that most important segment.
Well, I'm doing predictions.
You're predicting
maybe
what
this
I'm going
to
predict?
Maybe this is Mike a prediction Thursday.
Well, we do have a pick on Thursday. It's the Thursday night special. Conlon, my alter ego is Mr. Thursday Night. I pick the most important game of the NFL schedule, and that is, everyone knows,
Broncos.
Thursday night is the most important game on anyone's schedule. The teams live for playing on Thursday night. They absolutely love it. It is the most important game, and I call it. And I'm 3-1 there. 3-1, so we're feeling good. This is a tricky game for me, though. This is a tricky one coming up. 37 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 AFKA.
Renaissance Insurance Group is a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence. My guy, Ryan Hicks, that's the one you want to talk to. He is, this guy's all over the place. I mean, that's when you know your insurance provider is doing it the right way, when everybody knows who he is and they don't have a negative thing to say about him. Ryan and his partner formed Renaissance Insurance Group over 20 years ago. Both went to UNC, UNC alumni. They special in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld and Larimer County, and are the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Call Ryan today at 970-674-8825. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Big Hub Sam Houston for a win. Ooh, Big Hub. I don't know if did you hear this yesterday? Sam Houston is on. They're on the bottom 10 list. In fact, they're number one on this list. Did you read what they had to say about your Bearcats? The Bearcats cruised through their scheduled open date, and now they're misspelling every word in this specifically. This is we went over this yesterday. It's kind of funny. They did them dirty, man. They did them dirty. They spelled every word that would start with a C with a K. I don't know what for, but that's what they did. I don't know, Big Hub, if they can beat New Mexico State. Because New Mexico State, they lost 38-20 to New Mexico. Louisiana Tech, they lost 49-14. I don't know. I'm rooting for you. Let me just say yes. I'll just say yeah, sure. Why not? First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. An interesting weekend for the teams that that we talk about here on the whole show. But certainly an interesting weekend. Baseball playoffs have been on fire. That is what I love about these games. Every inning is just, except for in the Dodgers-Red series, every inning is just like edge of your seat, you know, must-see television, because every run is like everything. These games have been so tight. So we've got playoffs going on. We've got a great NFL weekend, which starts tonight with the Rams and the 49ers. Other interesting matchups. The Browns-Vikings game is interesting because Dylan Gabriel's getting his first start as the Browns announced that Joe Flacco is being benched. And as we talked about earlier, that's not necessarily the story. Cowboys-Jets, Dolphins-Panthers. Dolphins are in a rough spot right now. You know, I do kind of root for McDaniel because he's interesting. But now you just lost Tyreek Hill. And that was a weird situation, too. Tyreek was, like, smiling after everything. You know, most guys that find out they're out for the season are pretty bummed out. They weren't getting that vibe from him in the locker room. Texans-Ravens. Dude, the Ravens might go 1-4. Start the season, Mike. That could very well happen because Lamar Jackson's out for this game and they're putting Cooper Rush. Can the Ravens beat this Texas? Texas got a pretty good defense. So that one's going to be interesting. There's a lot of good games on the docket. Buccaneers, Seahawks, Lions should roll the Bengals. Commanders and Chargers should be a good one. Sunday Night Football's Patriots, Bills. And then Monday night, suddenly that becomes kind of an interesting game. Kansas City and Jacksonville. Jacksonville's not bad. Playing some good football. 46 minutes after the hour. We'll wrap up hour number one when we return. We got top stories of the day. Also, Madden Smiley is going to join me in the 1 o'clock hour. I don't interview a lot of high school guys unless I know where they're going to play college football or basketball. And in this case, we now know that Madden is committed to Wyoming. He's going to be with Sundance Wicks, coach, one of Coach Smiley's best friends, maybe his best friend. So that's going to be really interesting, really fun for the Cowboys. They got themselves a good player. So we'll talk to Madden coming up on the show a little bit later on. And of course, we have the Thursday night special because it is Thursday. And I am Mr. Thursday Night. We'll be right back.
This is the year the UNC Bears turn it around. Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310kfka. Come on.
That's a good one, Mike. Who's that?
You should know. You added it to the playlist.
I add a lot of things. Sometimes I just get in a mood, and I just start adding songs there in hopes that you won't add your own stuff from your weird playlist.
Well, most of the stuff I added.
I added like 50 songs on there. How many songs are on there?
There's 176,
I believe.
Oh,
wow. Okay, so you did. You've been grinding. Well,
I appreciate that. Yeah, I add some stuff every now and then.
What are you into right now? What are you into these days?
Music-wise?
No. Yes, music is what we're talking about.
Metal. But I haven't. I'm trying to add some stuff that I think you might like.
Well,
not too heavy.
I used to be really strict on the show. It was just I just want heavy metal. I just want hard rock. But I've tried to soften up a little bit. And my wife's like, your music is just, she hates my music. Michael and I kind of connect. We intersect a little bit on music, but you get
in some ways you get a little
too screamy sometimes for me.
Yeah, my music gets a little too Norwegian.
Yeah, some of that stuff's pretty interesting. What else? What are you in the nerd world? What are you into right now? I'm just curious. We got to buy some time here.
I've been watching Peacemaker, new episode tonight.
What is that?
That's with one of the characters from the Suicide Squad. He's played by John Cena.
Oh yeah,
this is the second season of it.
Oh, is it pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
John Cena's kind of like an underrated actor, isn't he? Is he kind of underrated?
He's been able to add emotion to the character.
Well, I don't know anything about like who he is, like the character, but it seems like the movies that he does are pretty okay.
He's basically like a bad person. Like the line, "I would kill every man, woman, and child if it brought peace."
And
from
what is
the movie
this?
Is kind of what his character.
What
was.
Is this universe that he that this is in?
This is DC.
DC, okay. And they're still doing the Suicide Squad. I thought that tanked.
The first one did. This was the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, the James Gunn one.
And it was okay.
Yeah. So. They actually have this one in the new universe, not the DCEU, the DCU. So he was in the new Superman movie, which I watched, and it was good.
I've been so checked out on the superhero stuff, man. I just can't get back into it.
I'm behind on
there's just
on
too many
Marvel
things
stuff.
Well, and then Marvel just starts rolling out TV shows that I'm supposed to watch to know what the hell's going on in the next Spider-Man. Because if you watch the new Spider-Man, there's a whole bunch of different characters that I'm like, who they got other Spider-Men in there now? Like, Tobey Maguire's 97 years old, and now he's Spider-Man again, kind of.
Well, that was a good one. That was actually the best of the Spider-Man.
But I was lost because there's a lot of references I think I was supposed to pick up from some of the... Like, I didn't watch Professor Strange or whatever he is, Doctor
Strange,
Who.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the latest one of that.
I tried
to watch some of the TV series, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, Marvel's really starting to peter out, and I'm behind on that, too. I'm actually behind on Star Trek. Shame on me. I'm behind on Star Trek, so I need to do some binge-watching when I find the time.
I thought Star Trek was like a 70s thing. They're still doing Star Trek?
Oh, yeah. They've Strange New Worlds. They just wrapped up the first
season. Is that a sequel to the Yoda one?
It's actually a prequel to the original
Star
series.
Star Trek is
with,
a prequel to Yoda?
Featuring Captain Pike.
Is this how we learn about Yoda in this one?
Well, actually, Brady, Yoda wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Star Trek. Star Trek paved the way.
Star Wars
for
is
Star
way
Wars.
Better.
You're
of a
welcome,
series.
Star Wars nerds.
Star Wars is a way better franchise than Star Trek. I mean, come on.
How many shows have you watched?
I've watched four episodes of Star Trek because I had to do it in college. It was like during one of my film study. For some reason, I took that.
I guess it was too cerebral for you.
It was boring. It was so boring.
Look, I'll admit, Star Trek isn't for everyone. Star Wars isn't for everyone. And, like, you can love Star Wars and hate Star Trek. You can love Star Trek and hate Star Wars. I just love to give Star Wars fans a hard time. I just don't like it when Star Wars fans try to say, oh, Star Wars is more political and deeper than Star Trek, because that's not.
The writing is much smarter in Star Wars.
It's gotten better, especially with Andor. Andor's really good, but overall, it's not as good.
Faith says Peacemaker's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. What was the last?
I'm starting
thing?
To like Faith more and more.
I think she kind of nerds out a little bit.
Yeah, Faith, you're pretty awesome.
I think she nerds out a little bit, and that's okay. That's okay. I used to kind of be in that world too, where I was nerding out. I was watching all this different stuff, but I just can't keep up with it anymore. The last one I was watching, Mike, was the Resident Alien. Have you heard of that? That was pretty good. Then they canceled it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I'm not paying for the TBS thing, and I can't get free stuff anymore from them, so I'm like halfway through the final season.
No, I don't know. I need something, but I'm just... I'm not football. I'm in the football mode. In about 6 weeks, I'll start to kind of get footballed out a little bit. But we'll press on. We got Nuggets. We got Avalanche right around the corner. It's the best time of year. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. Top stories of the day coming up next.
presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations.